Not that that ever happens to me. Will, are you guys ready to laugh this morning? Just don't laugh at me and we'll be all good. Okay? Just want to get that clear right away. Let's not laugh at me and laugh at jokes. You can laugh with me, but if I'm not laughing, please do not laugh. I'm not laughing. Great. Okay, not yet anyway. All right, here we go. So, well, first of all, you guys see we have a star among us. Huh? Everybody see that? This is the Christian something newspaper. Christian community newspaper. And they're in the back, so there's some really good articles in here, and a couple of my good friends are in there. Tanya Hooker and then my good friend Sean Niles are both in there. So grab one on your way out and read it. It's good for you. It's good to read. Amen? So, all right. Well, I'm going to start with prayer. So, Father, we, Lord, thank you, God, for this morning, Father. Ask you, Holy Spirit, just to direct and guide, Father, to lead, to open ears and eyes, and just to truly use me this morning, God, as a vessel. Father, let not my agenda be priority here this morning, but yours, Father. I open myself up to you, and I pray that the rest of us will as well, God, that we are determined to have what you have prepared for us. We're determined to walk in your ways, Lord, and to just to love on our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so how many of you were at the funeral Wednesday night? Okay, a couple of us, cool. So I have to do a little bit of explaining here. We have made some major changes in the youth, I don't want to call it department, but in the youth ministry, in the way that we are approaching the students and the community, and the way that even that we're approaching God, and the way that we're teaching, and a lot of things have changed or will change. And we had a funeral Wednesday night to signify the death of the old way of doing youth ministry. And this morning will be the first opportunity for me to speak on the new way and to share my heart and the heart of Church on the Move Impact Student Ministries. If you'll hand these out for me, Jay will help you. You're going to be handed a little bit of information. Also, it's important for me to start out to say that everything we do as a youth ministry, as Impact Student Ministries, is because of the great team that I have. First, because of God, and secondly, because of all those who give their time, their money, and their energy to pouring into the students, not just here at Church on the Move, but in this valley. So, if you work side by side with me, would you stand up, please? Would you stand up? We want to stare at you for a moment. Stand up. And there's many more that are missing for some reason or another. There's one up there, Anita. But I just want to give you guys a big thank you, because honestly, everything that we do is because of you. Okay, go ahead and sit down. We're done. So what you're getting in your hands is, like I said, it's kind of like the information we had at the funeral. What do you call that, Pastor Dan? Eulogy. Eulogy. That's what I said. Thank you. The eulogy. And in this, that one was a bit different. We had, thank you, by the way, Pastor Dan. He officiated the funeral on Wednesday night. It was really cool because we had a casket, and we had it all set up where we had a funeral, and everything that represented the old way of doing Impact Student Ministries was in the casket, and people got to give words. We had a photo slide, and it was really, really neat. So I'm going to read this on the inside of the first page. It says, Impact Student Ministries was birthed from Youth Pastor Josh's heart. With good intention, he and his team led a group of students in the only way they knew how, like everyone else. Just like every other youth group, Impact fell into the routine of what we think church is supposed to be. Food, worship, preach, go home. Students came, lives were touched, but it could only go so far. In the last days of Impact as we know it, Pastor Josh and his team knew they couldn't continue the same way, and the Impact was dying, or the old way of doing Impact was dying. With conflicting emotions, the team decided that it was time to pull the plug and that the suffering of the Wednesday night youth group routine would finally end. This isn't the end, but just the beginning of what God has for all of our lives. So what we've done as a team, we've been meeting for several months. And what we've done is we've spent quite a bit of time together and on our own praying and really seeking God's heart finding out what is it that we're feeling led. How does God want to use us to reach this valley? And over hours and hours and hours of meeting, over hours and hours of prayer, we've come up with a few major changes that we believe are God-inspired, God-led, and will really make a big difference. Now, one of the first things that we have, and this is just a cool way to represent the, I will stop at this shirt, don't worry. Just a cool way for us to represent what we're doing. The whole group, the whole team, together designed these shirts. And on the front, it says Impact Student Ministries. On the left chest area, it has a picture of the world and then our five core values, which I'll share with you. And on the back has a I believe statement. And it has Impacting Yakima, one student at a time. I want to pass a couple of these around. Just check them out. Look at them. They're really neat. We're really proud of them. This is pretty much everybody's idea put together to make one shirt. And we want to wear these on our youth days to represent who we are and what we're doing. And you just pass that back. I'll put one up here. And if you guys are, anybody is interested in purchasing one of these, maybe not this exact one, but if you want to, it's open to anybody and everybody. No money is made from these shirts as far as for our ministry. They're $15, and that's all cost. So check them out, and we thought it was a neat little addition to all the new that's going on here. So so we started off, and we as a team, we got together and decided what are our core values. What are five core values that are necessary for us to expand the kingdom of God and influence students around the valley? And we've decided that we have, and those are right here, we have compassion, we have worship, integrity, relationships, and transparency. And for our team, these are very crucial. I mean, these are obviously crucial things for anybody that wants to live an integral, godly life. These are the ones that we have said that these are a must. And the beautiful thing is that we all, as a team, came up with these. So we all, including myself, can be called on them if necessary. If there's ever a time when we're feeling one of us, you know, we see one of us is having any struggles or in any way not their attitudes and behaviors aren't consistent with these five core values, then we have accountability. So, and that's each one of us. So our heart is to just, we want to pour into our students. I feel like, and I'm sure many of my team will agree, that we have picked up, in a sense, where the previous youth group left off. Maybe we made a couple changes, you know, and that's fine. Not really, honestly, Just my heart was more just, I was just willing to do it. And I wanted to do it. It needed to be done. There needed, you know, I felt like God was calling me to help lead this youth group. And I tell you what, I do not feel qualified. There was a word spoken over my life years ago, and it says something to that point. It's not, you know, it's not about feeling qualified. It's about being willing and allowing God to do what he wants to do in and through you. So I don't feel I still don't feel qualified, and that's just the truth. That's being transparent. But we really want to, as a group, we want to take it to the next level, and we feel some of these changes that are God-inspired are necessary for that to happen. And we feel that it's important to establish ourselves. What are our, you know, using the giftings and the abilities of each youth leader and student combined to reach this valley. And so compassion was the first one that we're going to spend our time teaching on, and that simply for us is defined as loving your neighbor and serving. And we use this scripture in Matthew that says, you know, the two greatest commandments, which are love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. We know that obviously everything hinges upon those. And so we are determined as a youth group, as a body of believers, a family of faith, to pour into our students and to teach them compassion. But it gets even better because we want to, as it says in James, we want to help the widows and the orphans. And we want to, rather than just teach about it, we want to give them opportunity to put it into use. We want to give them practical ways to take teachings and walk them out. you know, and I believe what I'm excited about is this is not restricted to the students. And from what I can see, what God is showing me, I can see many of us involved in a lot of these things as well. So compassion, how important it is to love your neighbor and to serve them, openly. And to meet their needs with the resources that God has given us. That's an important for any believer, young or old. And that's what we are excited to do. We're also going to focus on worship. And not just worship like this, but worship in, for us, we defined it as loving God. We defined it as prayer and our word. Anything that worship, any form of worship that draws us near to the Lord, that's what we're after. We know in John it says that God is spirit and that we must worship him in spirit and truth. And our students, I want to call them kids, but they don't like that. And, you know, it's kind of a low blow if you ask them. So our students, they need to know who God is. They need to know how much he loves them. They need to know what he thinks about them. And don't get me wrong, we have been sharing these things from, I guess, the pulpit for, what, a year and a half now. And, you know, there's been a lot of great times, a lot of things learned, a lot of, you know, opportunities and but we want to take it to the next level. I'm excited. This is a big deal for me. It's not just a t-shirt, but I can say I got the t-shirt. It's not just a t-shirt. It's not just a new order of things. It's the heart behind it. And the heart behind it is that we, just like in the video, which I'm going to share in a moment we are inspired to teach our students to live a godly life, to imitate Christ's existence on this earth, the reason that he came and imitate everything he does. As Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ, or follow me as I follow Christ. That is our heart. We want these students, because as you know, they are the next generation. They are the ones who are going to be our politicians, our doctors, our pastors, they're going to be our, you know, what you name it, that's them coming up. And there's a battle for their souls. And we are going to engage. Not that we haven't, but we are going to take this to the next level. And quite frankly, what I've noticed is Because we've been doing things like Eisenhower. We go to Eisenhower every week. And we simply just, it's really simple. We give them pizza. And then after the pizza's gone, which is like sometimes up to 10 pizzas, and it's very, they're gone in like 5 minutes. Then there's those, you know, we initiate conversation, and there's those who will stick around, and we get the opportunity to talk with students and to really oftentimes engage in some, you know, I mean, it depends, you know, but we get to great opportunities to witness to students here at Ike. But what I've learned over the years is, or the year, is that I cannot do this thing alone. I cannot do that. And I go into Eisenhower, I can only do so much. Any of you familiar with the rules and regulations of high school, or school period? And they're very, very strict about what an outsider, a person that is not a student, what they can and cannot do. And I mean, I'm very restricted. I'll be honest, I don't always follow those rules. If I feel led, you know, I I guess I take the risk. But my point is that I will not take the ministry at Ike much further than it is. I cannot do that. The students have to be engaged, and we're prepared to completely throw away everything that we're used to as a youth group. Throw it away. It's scary. Honestly, I don't know what everything looks like, but I know God does and I trust him. And so we're willing to throw it all away, in a sense, to gain more footing for the kingdom of heaven, to be led in a direction that we know in our hearts of hearts will have much fruit, and fruit that remains. We're willing to say goodbye to all this things and stuff that we've done, and say hello to this new risky venture, which will open many, many doors. But the point is that we have to pour into our students. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself, but maybe you're not a parent. Maybe you don't enjoy kids that much. Students, whatever. Maybe, but there are still ways, and we still have a responsibility as men and women of God to pour into these students. It is not, oh, well, that's their job. No. I mean, that's the easy way. That's the temporary way to approach a situation is, you know, to have reasons why we don't need to engage or be involved. But we're called by the Lord Jesus Christ to go and make disciples of all nations. Matthew 28:19, one of the very first scriptures I've learned. And that's our goal here. That's our goal, is to go and to make disciples and to let these students make disciples and to let them make disciples. I mean, I can see us in homes. I can see us basically getting to a point where, as a ministry, both young and old, I'm saying both students and adults alike, I can see us getting to a point where we do not rely on a church building to get us by, that it is a place to meet, that it is a great place to meet. And we were talking about this the other day, but it is not necessary. And I can see us getting to a point where Sundays is not a end of the week bath or not to say that we can't come and confess our sins and be cleansed by God, but I want to get to the point, and I want our students to get to the point where they are completely reliant upon the Holy Spirit in every step of the way, everything that they do, that they can and will hear from God and act upon it. That Sunday's just, I mean, it's just another opportunity to gather. It's just another opportunity to be strengthened. So I can see us as a ministry completely out there. You know, that video that we watched this morning, and apparently we'll be watching for a while, that video speaks a lot to me. And my favorite part is when, the favorite part in that video is where they use the word lead. And does anybody remember what it is? When it says lead, what's the action that they're doing? Huh? No. Huh? But how? What are they doing? Can we roll that beautiful bean footage? What? They're washing his feet. They're washing his feet. That just speaks volumes to me. We're going to watch it. Let's just take a moment and watch it. Speaks for itself. Speaks for itself. I could go sit down now because that's pretty much what I want to say right there. I mean, it really is. That's what I want to say. That we have a job. I have a job, which is not an easy one. And being a parent, I stand up here today as a parent as well as a youth pastor. I stand up here today as a husband, as one who has a heart for the next generation, not always knowing how to do it, not always knowing how to accomplish the things that I see that are necessary. But again, please hear this, trusting in God every step of the way. I know that God is empowering us to do some great things, and that it really is our job to become the church that He has called us to be. In this final hour, He is calling us to do great things. And compassion and worship, integrity, relationships, and transparency are all very, very crucial. Together with the great team that I have and support through my wife and partner and Pastor Mike and Pastor Eric, I am really excited to just bring it. I'm really excited to see these students looking at that video and realizing how real it is. Not looking at that video and going, okay, it doesn't apply to them, or they don't, I can't make students care, and it's not my job to make them care. That's the Holy Spirit's job, but I can do what I've been called to do. Integrity, our way, the way we've defined integrity is through consistency. And we understand that integrity, literally, as the word says in Psalms, it preserves us. We want them to understand, because integrity is a very rare thing to come across. I hate to say it's not, but as in students, in this world in general, in students and younger people, it's a very rare thing. I mean, you jump for joy when you see students that have what we call integrity, Words. My wife and I were talking about this yesterday, how certain words that we've allowed in our house. And we all know that God works through us, that He's patient with us, that His grace, He takes us from glory to glory. So maybe one day something that we were convicted of and that we respond to and we work through it, the next day there's another issue at hand, if you will. And He constantly is graceful with us and allows us, doesn't ever just hang up on us, say, well, you didn't make it, too bad. He's constantly working with us. And there's a word that didn't really used to bother me until recently, and that's the word, and I'm going to say it, so maybe plug your ears if you're not ready for it. Crap. crap. Some people go, well, it's not a big deal. Well, I felt that way too until I heard my 3-year-old son say that. Yeah. What a new perspective there is there. And so now I'm on this mission to abolish the word crap. I don't even like saying it up here. Can we beep that or something? Well, we'll go there later, Jesse, but thank you. Anywho, thank you very much, by the way. And for you, it is okay, apparently. So that's what counts. but you know, and this is just a silly kind of a side note, but I want to get rid of that word in my house because I don't like what it sounds like coming out of Brett's mouth. I don't like it. I never would have thought, you know, obviously I never used to think this until I heard it. And so then, you know, telling some people, my sons and other people, and they're like looking at me like I'm crazy. And like, well, not they, but just people in general. I've had people look at me like, are you serious? Like I'm joking. I want, you know, there to be a day where that's expected. That's normal. Students aren't looking at me like I'm crazy because some words are inappropriate. And I just have to say that integrity is a hard thing, but I believe as we're led that that though we cannot do it all as a youth ministry, that parents, it's going to take some serious backing from you guys, and that we can see these youth's hearts changed one by one. I believe that we can. On the back of the shirt, it says impacting Yakima, that's what I said, Yakima, one student at a time. And I believe that we can do that. We have relationships, which we see as discipleship. This is a big battle for us because we were saying, well, no, it's more important that you disciple than you have a relationship. And then we're going, well, wait a minute. Isn't discipleship through relationship? And the relationship being the broader term really opens the door for many things. And so we want to disciple and tell these students, follow me as I follow Christ, and then transparency with meaning nothing hidden, nothing from God and nothing from others. Now, we know that obviously there is nothing hidden from God. We don't always think that way. And I threw my banana out the window the other day. I certainly wasn't considering that God was watching me. And hopefully it didn't cause a car to slip. But I'm not laughing. We are. But it's extremely important to have the transparency and to teach our students. And, you know, this stuff is obviously just important for us, and we're going to be learning along the way. And I mean, this is, you know, I mean, we just happen to be over the students, but this is all Christian stuff. This is all godly stuff. This is not restricted to just students. But how important it is for us to be transparent with God and with others at all times. We know that in Matthew it says we're to be a light of the world, and we're to let our light shine. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And that's the very heartbeat of what we're doing here. So there's a lot of things. I'm sure I'm going to forget a ton, but there is, we want to, I mean, we're even changing, and this is a very important part here to note, and it's on the paper, so if you've got one of these, you have the information, but one of the biggest physical changes is that we're meeting now, rather than Wednesday nights, we're going to be meeting Sundays. And Sundays, we will utilize the after worship portion of the service, and all students 6th grade and up to high school will go downstairs. And then we will begin to, you know, teach and minister to them. But then after service, we'll have a time from 1 to 2 p.m. that will allow us to put a lot of things that we're teaching, it'll give us that time to implement them and to give them opportunities to put a lot of these teachings to use. An example for compassion, loving your neighbor and serving, or loving your neighbor through serving. A good example is that we want to create some groups of students that will decide amongst themselves with supervision and you know, a greater authority being in my team and I, we want to allow them to decide what are the needs of the community. What are the needs, according to the Bible, what are the needs that are important that we're called as Christians to meet? And then specifically in our community, what does that look like? And then I want to allow the students to be the ones to see these things, to determine these things, to put the footwork to it, and to go out into the community then and meet these needs. And there's going to be certain groups. I can imagine there'll be something like elderly. I can imagine there'll be something like sick, you know, et cetera. And we're going to empower them to then go out and meet some of these. Maybe they just go to a local... Thank you. You guys are mind readers. Local nursing home and spend some time with the elderly and share some scriptures. Or, I mean, you know, the possibilities are all out there. We just want to take and we want to launch them. We want to empower them and use... their gifts to do what God is calling them to do. Not just talk about it anymore. We want to do it. And I'm not saying that people on their own time don't do this stuff. I'm saying that we have a responsibility as a youth ministry to teach and empower these students to launch themselves into the greater things of God. So on a side note, this Wednesday evening, we will be here for the normal time because we've decided to dedicate a room just for the students. And Wednesday night, 6:30 or even earlier, many of us will be there much earlier, we're going to modify that room and make it into the students' room. So it's going to have... multimedia. It's going to have, you know, we'll have books and Bibles and different literature. We're, you know, and this is all a process, but we're going to allow them to have a place in this church that they can call theirs. That they know that anytime the doors are open, they can go down there and hang out, and whatever's available in there, that they're more than welcome to do. So that's something, and so as far as ideas and donations and whatnot, anything you have, please come see me or Eric here, and we can talk, because we just want them to know that they're loved by God and understand their role in today's world, and we want to give them empower them to use their abilities to benefit and expand the kingdom of God. So, again, this Wednesday we will meet again as a youth group, but we will be working. So, students, if you come, and anybody else, parents, or anybody else that is willing or feels motivated to do it, come bring some old clothes to get paint on, and we're going to have some fun together. We're going to tear that room up. So, in closing, I want to say that our goal is to not remove the church building, or not to get away from it, but to get outside of it. Our goal is to teach the students to know the Word of God, to live the Word of God, to teach others the Word of God. Our goal is to, as a ministry, is to empower them. And like, for example, we want them to lead their own Bible studies. We want them to get to a point, and we have actually a process that we've planned out, and we have these ideas that can really allow them to, within X amount of time, you know, a year or less, can allow them, hopefully less, I mean, everybody grows at their own pace, but will really allow them to lead others to Christ. Will really allow them, and it'll equip them to be confident in their relationship with God, and be confident in approaching others, and be confident in teaching others and equipping others as well. So there'll be a point here within several months that we'll begin to go into the homes, and we'll begin to allow the students to lead a group in their own homes with a leader, allow them to open their homes with parents, you know, of course, approval and support, and begin to invite other students who don't know the Lord into those homes and begin to just share the word, just begin to expand the kingdom of God. So this is a big deal. It's pretty easy for me to stand up here and speak about it, but there's a long road ahead. But I'm confident and I'm excited that God is truly at the center of it all, and he truly is he's ready to take these students and really work in their hearts and really cause them to be radical for the kingdom of God. On the back of the paper of the thing that I gave you, it's Titus 1:1-2, and it says kind of what we've been speaking here for the last year and a half. It says, I've been sent to proclaim faith to those God has chosen and to teach them to know the truth that shows them how to live godly lives. This truth gives them the confidence that they have eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised them before the world began. And that is our goal here, is to teach them how to live a godly life. That is truly our motivation. That is truly our desires. I want to see kids praying for kids. Prayer is going to be one of the main focuses of our gatherings, to see these students praying with and for other students and not to be intimidated by the enemy. So will you stand with me, please? We are really open for suggestions and support in any way, so do not hesitate at all to call me, to get a hold of me, to any way offer anything that you have to offer. We're excited. This is a big deal. It's an idea. It's going to take consistency on our behalf. It's going to take commitment and the right team, and I believe we have all that as a team. So, along with support from our senior pastors as well. So, I just want to close in prayer, I would ask everybody to, as you go today, just to consider everything that's been shared and whatever God lays on your heart, to know that we have to make a difference in the people around us. We have a responsibility, and that students, no matter what their age, they are ready and hungry to be poured into. They are, which I've seen some students draw out. Pastor Mike spoke of it recently, and where the students will draw out of us the things of God, the word and stuff, and they need it. They don't walk around saying it, I want this, I need, but they need and they want this deep within them. So I just encourage you to know that that God wants to use you just like he's using us. He wants to use you to constantly be aware of those around us, to constantly be pouring into. Never overlook or underestimate anybody at any time. Father, we thank you, God, for the work that you're doing here today, Lord. In the youth ministries, God, you truly are shaking us up, Father. You truly are causing us to abandon the old way of doing things in light and search for a new abilities and you're causing us, Lord, to really search ourselves, God. You're causing us, Father, to really know that it's you that we have to rely on, Father. And I'm just praying, God, for the hearts of everybody that can hear me today, Lord, and for those in the ministry and the students and God, that you. I pray, Father, that your will be done. Your kingdom come, God, that you be the center focus of everything that we do, Lord. Let not one of us get in the way. Father, let the students, God, begin to become alive, God, and thirsty. Expose that thirst and that hunger that they have deep within them, God. As we know that you're equipping us, we may not know every step of every way, but God, we know that you are in control, God. That you, Father, have a great passion, a great desire, and a great heart to see these students become alive to your word. So, Father, we just pray your blessings, God. I speak prophetically that each student, Father, will know who they are in you, God, that they will know it and they will walk it and they will live it out, Father. We thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So let's remember Wednesday night for students, for parents, anybody who wants to. Wednesday night we will be here from about 5 o'clock and on doing that room downstairs.